You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Israel and Iran accused one another on Sunday at the United Nations of being the main threat to peace in the Middle East, each calling on the Security Council to impose sanctions on their sworn enemy. Late on Saturday, Iran launched a direct attack on its arch foe Israel for the first time, firing more than 300 missiles and drones. The mask is off. Iran, the number one global sponsor of terror, has exposed its true face as the destabilizer of the region and the world, Israel's UN Ambassador Gilad Erdan told an emergency meeting of the Security Council convened after Tehran's unprecedented attack on Israel overnight. "The mask comes off and the gloves must come on," he said, imploring the body to take action. Erdan asked the Security Council to designate the Revolutionary Guards, the Islamic Republic's ideological army, as a terrorist organization and to impose all possible sanctions on Iran before it's too late. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear on Monday Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea against a High Court order that has upheld his arrest in a money laundering case stemming from the alleged excise policy scam. According to the cause list uploaded on the Apex Court's website, a bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Deepankar Datta will hear on 15 April Kejriwal's petition challenging the Delhi High Court's 9 April order. In a massive blow to the Chief Minister, the High Court has upheld his arrest in the money laundering case, saying the Enforcement Directorate was left with little option after he skipped repeated summonses and refused to join the investigation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is scheduled to attend two functions on Monday in Kerala as part of the BJP's electoral campaign for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections, arrived in Kochi on Sunday night, party sources said. Modi will take part in the public meeting as part of the election campaign on Monday morning at Kunnamangalam in Alathur constituency in Thrissur district. He will attend the election campaign for NDA candidates T.N. Sarsu and Suresh Gopi, contesting in Alathur and Thrissur respectively. After that, he will travel to Kattakkada in Thiruvananthapuram district. At Kattakkada, Modi will campaign for V. Muralidharan and Rajiv Chandrasekhar, the two union ministers contesting under the NDA banner from Attingal and Thiruvananthapuram constituencies respectively. Polling in Kerala for the general elections will be held on 26 April for all 20 constituencies. Rohit Sharma's 8th 2020 century overall went in vain as Chennai Super Kings beat Mumbai Indians in the Indian Premier League on Sunday. Sharma scored 105 not out of 63 balls but couldn't help his side reach the 207-run target, with Chennai winning by 20 runs. MS Dhoni's 20 not out of the last four balls of Chennai's innings was the difference as the visitors scored 206-4 in 20 overs. Mumbai could only reply with 186-6. Earlier, Phil Saul's 89 not out of 47 balls powered Kolkata Knight Riders to an 8-wicket victory over Lucknow Super Giants at Eden Gardens. With their respective wins, both Chennai and Kolkata are now equal on 8 points. Kolkata has 4 wins from 5 games and is second in the points table with a superior net run rate. Chennai has 4 wins from 6 games and is third. The makers of the much-awaited Kanguva, starring Surya Sivakumar and Bobby Deol, shared the new poster of the film on Sunday. The new poster hints at a conflict between tradition or conservatism and modernity in the film. On the one side, Surya is seen in a tribal outfit, wielding a sword in the foreground while a forest fire rages at the back. On the other is another version of the actor, clad in a spotless tuxedo and standing against the backdrop of a bustling metropolis, holding a machine gun. Earlier, the makers unveiled the official teaser for the movie. Taking to X, Studio Green treated fans to the teaser video on Tuesday and captioned the post as, "Here's the phenomenon, Kangwa."
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.